How's your ulcer? Saul cracks a smile that doesn't reach his eyes. Alive and kvetching, like everything else. Dave, from finance, is already here, blending into the wall with the same ghostly presence as his spreadsheets. His glasses glint in the glare of the wall display, which currently reads, Christianity, Q2 Traction Report, Critical. Below a string of metrics scrolls by, Subscriber Growth Minimal, Market Penetration, Below Expectations, Churn, Catastrophic. It's the dashboard that, in other industries, would be cause for a full-scale acquisition or an elegant retreat. Here, it means war. Callisto, clicking the scroll with one lacquered fingernail, brings up a three-dimensional mesh of the greater Jerusalem metro market, overlaid with a heat map that is, if anything, less flattering than the last dashboard. The best patch, Bethany, is a sickly gold, outnumbered 10-1 by the angry red of surrounding districts. Let's keep this short, she says. Our competitor's product is outperforming us in every quadrant. Jewish orthodoxy is up by 2 points on loyalty indices. Hellenic polytheism, despite the PR disaster in Alexandria, is having its best quarter since the Ptolemies. Saul sighs. Tell me something new, or at least less tragic. Dave, without looking up, says, The data is clear. The Jesus Project is dead weight. If this were a normal launch cycle, we'd have cut him loose already, or pivoted to a new messiah. The only thing keeping him afloat is sunk cost. Saul, massaging his temples, leans back and tips his chair. The board will never greenlight another pivot, not after the fiasco with the Egyptian merger. We're all in on this. It's like betting the farm on a three-legged camel. He glares at the screen. What about the aftermarket, resurrection, ascension, the whole bagel? How's that playing? Callisto nods to Dave, who cues up a series of charts that hurt to look at. Post-resurrection, we got a bump in true believer engagement, Dave says. But the retention curve is flattening. The apostles aren't scaling as well as projected. Peter's metrics are static. James and John have local appeal, but lack cross-market resonance. Saul rubs his face, then turns to Callisto. Can we get a breakdown on conversion? Like, what is actually working and where? Callisto, all glass and ice, says, Relatability, not doctrine, is the main driver. Community, miracles, stories. But our user experience is inconsistent. The message is love your neighbor, but the back end is still legacy sin and punishment. Our competitors offer stability, clear afterlife packages, and heritage. We're selling novelty.